My brothers and sisters in Christ, happy feast of the ascension of our Lord into heaven to each and every one of you. And getting to the very last days of the Easter season, and it's so important for us to remember, especially in these days of the last days of Easter, to be praying for what next weekend's feast day, which is the feast of Pentecost, to be praying for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And so our Lord wants us to be asking for that advocate in our lives every day, especially during these days, throughout the year, but especially these days, to ask for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. So if you have time, pray that novena to the Holy Spirit. I found a good one online. It's praymorenovenas.com. They send you an email each day. So if you haven't started that, pick up in the middle of the novena. You can catch up on that. It's okay. But before we celebrate the Feast of Pentecost, we have this Feast of the Ascension, and it's not an insignificant feast. In fact, we have a church in this town named the Ascension, a Catholic church named Ascension down to South Bismarck. So we know it's one of the most important feast days that we have all year, even though it kind of gets surrounded by Easter and Pentecost. It's important not to lose sight of the gravity of the Feast of the Ascension. It's 40 days. It's supposed to be 40 days after the resurrection, but we move it to the Sunday for some reason. I can't explain it all, but we have it today, 44 days after the resurrection. But our Lord ascended into heaven. Why is it? What are some of the aspects of this feast day that are so important? Well, first and foremost, it's the last time that we saw Jesus in the flesh. This is the last time we saw him. We can see the apostles go up the mountain with him. They approached him, and he tells them to go into all nations and baptize them, to proclaim what they have seen. All power has been given to him. And so he said no to the devil at the beginning of Lent when he was tempted. The devil said, "Oh, I can give you all of these kingdoms." And Jesus says, if you worship me, Jesus. And Jesus says, you shall worship only the Lord your God. And so because Jesus was willing to follow his Father and his will to the cross and be lifted up on the cross and was willing to suffer, now Jesus is risen. The Father has raised him up, and now he does have all power. So the apostles are amazed by this. They're saying, are you going to overthrow all of the evil kingdoms in the world? And Jesus says, be patient. Don't be afraid to go out into the world. Don't be afraid to do what I have told you to do, to follow in my footsteps, to carry your cross. And so the apostles are seeing Jesus go up into the glory of heaven. And we say this every Sunday. He rose from the dead and is seated at the right hand of the Father. And from there he shall come to judge the living and the dead. Today is that day where he goes to the right hand of the Father. We saw that in that second reading. He took his place above every principality and power and authority. Those are names of different choirs of angels, the principalities, the powers, the dominions. They are incredibly powerful, these creatures that God created that are in the glory of heaven. And it says that Jesus ascends above each one of these realms of angels and their multitudes, millions and billions probably of angels. He goes up, up, up. And so we can imagine the amount of celebration, if you will, in the glory of heaven today. These are the things we should be thinking about. The Father is seeing his Son come back. It's not that Jesus has never been to heaven before. He's been in heaven for all eternity, right? But what's different today? What's happening in heaven that has never happened before? A human body is going up, up, up into heaven. The gates of paradise were closed to humanity. Today they're thrown wide open. In the ascension of our Lord, the body of Christ, his flesh, is now going up into heaven. And so we can see the great dignity that God is raising us up to. The ascension should completely transform our way of thinking and give us confidence like never before in God. to do everything that the Lord has been calling us to do. We need the Holy Spirit to do that, and so that's what we take these days of prayer to do. We want to pray to God to send us that Holy Spirit, the Spirit that was in Christ, that he breathed on the apostles when he forgave them. That Spirit gives us the desire, the burning hope for what we can't see yet, for what hasn't been completely fulfilled in us. There's a sense that you love Christ, that you want to be close to him, and that you're not there yet. That's the true Christian experience. Things in the world aren't the way they should yet because Christ hasn't come to his fullness in his church, in each one of us. And so we feel that pain acutely when we have to fight with sin, when we have to fight against our own flesh and its desires to go down, when we have to say no to those things. We feel that. And so all the more need for us to put on a fresh spiritual way of thinking in these days, to remember that these days of Easter, where we know that Christ is risen from the dead, are to give us courage to follow him, to say no to the maxims of the world, to say no to the worldly ways of thinking, those pursuits in this world that only lead to greed, to lust, to gluttony, to pride, and never satisfy. Instead, we put on a fresh spiritual way of thinking. We're transformed by Christ. He's being lifted up into heaven, and we pursue Christ. We go with him to heaven. When we follow him most closely, coming to read what he told us and do what he told us to do, when we follow his commandments, difficult those commandments are so often, we follow him up to heaven. Today we are supposed to go with him. We know that the Blessed Mother, when she finished her life on earth, that she herself was taken up into heaven. We celebrate that every August 15th, the Feast of the Assumption. The Blessed Virgin Mary's body was taken up into heaven. Jesus ascended into heaven of his own free will, but God came and took the Blessed Virgin Mary, and her body went to heaven. You won't be able to find any grave on earth. The church has no place, no shrine where Mary is buried. The Blessed Virgin Mary is fully alive. Her body is in heaven. And this is why every one of our bodies are so important, and that we take care of them even after we die, because we expect our bodies to rise up into heaven. We expect to go the exact place that Jesus went, to raise our bodies, to be healed, to be transformed. And so this gives us a completely different way of living our lives. It's so important in these last days of Easter for us to make it clear to us, so that as we go through the summer, as we go into the fall, as we go through our year, that we don't forget that our Lord is seated at the right hand of the Father, and that he's interceding for us. He didn't disappear from us and gone away so that we have to look up in the sky and say, well, where did he go? You saw those angels come and talk to the apostles. Why are you guys looking at the sky? I mean, I think I would have been doing the same thing as them. Like, a guy just disappeared up in the sky. But the point of the angels and God's point to us is that Christ is closer to us now than he's ever been. That's transforming our lives. Jesus says, you will do greater things than these. There's much more I have to tell you, that I have to reveal to you. My brothers and sisters, we're the ones that have the powers to do that in our daily lives, living out our lives as Catholics, teaching others what we know to be true from Christ. It's transformative to put on that new spiritual way of thinking, so we don't have to think of the ways of the world and cheat and lie and steal. Our lives are to be transformed today as we see Jesus ascending into heaven. That's our hope. Everything that we desire lies with Christ. And Christ says, I am going to prepare a place for you so that where I am, you may also be. You know, I will come back to you and take you with me. This is our hope. And so today in the Feast of the Ascension, let's pray that we can be with Christ in heaven. We can actually touch him in the Eucharist. He's still with us. I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. Let our hearts be so close to Jesus. Let's follow where the Blessed Virgin Mary has gone. Let's not be afraid. The hope reach a fever pitch within us, because that's what's going on in heaven. As the angels see Jesus going up to the Father and being embraced by him, let's pray for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit, a powerful outpouring of the Holy Spirit in these days. Turn to that novena and open up your hearts to receive the Holy Spirit so that we may all be one with Christ, who is ascending into heaven today. Let's go with him to the glory of heaven at this Mass.